Hey everyone, welcome back to Music from the Curator's Chair. I'm your host, Scott. Sadly, this is a really, really, really late episode. I had some recording problems last week on Saturday, April 20th. No, this is not a 420 special at all. This is meant to be a Record Store Day 2024 special. And I'm very sorry that it's late. It is over a week late. There were some technical difficulties on my end as well as Anchor/Spotify's, and that caused me to have some difficulties recording. So I decided to, instead of just trying to upload it itself and have the difficulties that I had dealing with it, because right now, as of this recording, at the end of June 1st, I think, or something like that, I won't be able to really record very much because of the way that they're trying to do it. They're trying to get rid of the editing tools and whatnot, which is kind of annoying because I absolutely loved using the tools. And now I can't even use them now. Anyways, that's beside the fact. I wanted to talk about the pickups that I got last week on Saturday, April 20th. I actually got a couple extras that weren't necessarily from this year, but I thought I'd at least mention what I got for pickups because I got them on the 20th, and that is technically Record Store Day. So I'm going to talk about the ones that I got that were originally for just for that day on Record Store Day itself on April 20th. I got David Bowie's Waiting for the Sky, which is Ziggy Stardust, the Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spider from Mars, some extra tracks that were before the actual album was released, some songs that were recorded during that session, those sessions that are not on the album, so it won't play the same as it usually does, but I'm going to say, not a bad album. Then I got Magic Secrets number 2, well, Volume 2 by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Absolutely fantastic sounding. I've heard the singles, I heard the demos already of the songs that he recorded for them, and he released for them before in the past little while. And I'm going to say, they just sound just as great as they do digitally, as they do on, like, I think they sound better on vinyl than they do digitally. Mm-hmm. The songs that he did were Levels to Tear Us Apart in a Little While. I feel like they're going to be on his next album if he didn't scrap it. Then I got Lie to Me by Garbage, which is a very exclusive one from BMG with the colored vinyl. And it's 3, it's 1 remix of Bad Boyfriend, believe, and 3 unreleased unheard tracks. And the tracks are fantastic. I gotta give them a proper review when my record player, when I get a new player, because my player decided to bite the dust on its, not the cartridge, but on the belt drive. Because, yeah, somebody's using an old belt drive one. That's fine. And then a couple other albums that I got picked up were, I got Small Faces, Ogden's Not Gone Flake. I absolutely love this album. Love it. And I also got Tori Amos, Sandhills LP as well, which I was absolutely just astonished to find it. I didn't expect to find it at all. And one more that I got that I didn't show, actually, was I got Liam Gallagher. I got two more. I got Duran Duran's Hammersmith Apollo, like live at the Hammersmith, 1982. So it was right before they really hit it big with their big hits like The Reflex and whatnot. It's actually pretty solid for an album to listen to. I'm not a big fan of live albums, but this was a Record Store Day pickup from a couple years prior, I think, that a friend gave to me, like that I actually got technically through a friend, because they gave it to me because they got it in the States, because it didn't show up here in Canada when I got it, like when it happened however long ago, but it was a rare pickup. And I'm like, oh, sweet, I'll take that. They gave it to me for free. And it's like, all right. So I count that as a Record Store Day pickup, even if I got it the day before Record Store Day. And the last one I got was Liam Gallagher and Jod Squire's LP debut, whatever you want to call it, just the Liam Gallagher and Jod Squire LP. And that one's in colored white vinyl. And I like that. Like, that's cool as hell to me. But I wanted to kind of get a little bit more into depth with some of the LPs and whatnot, the 7-inch and whatnot. But I don't know how I could. Like, right now, I have to say, like, from what I heard from everything so far, it's been fantastic. I was happy to support Record Store Day this year. Even if it meant I didn't really go, like, grab a whole lot of stuff, I have in the past grabbed quite a bit. But I went to my favorite record shop in Burnaby, in British Columbia, called Hooked on Fauno on Hastings. So if any of you are local listeners, I definitely suggest checking them out. You will definitely, if I'm honest, find yourself some really great stuff in there, if you ask me. You might not, but you know what? John, the owner, is fantastic. I love him a lot. He's a great guy. Bless his soul, you know. But I wanted to do a quick little podcast to say what's going on, catch up with everyone, mostly because I haven't done one in a while, and it felt good to just kind of talk about it again. And I wanted to at least mention what I found, what I enjoyed, what I didn't like, what I would do next. I feel like Rexart Day is a fantastic day for anyone that likes music in general and likes to pick up records and play them. Go do that every year. Don't just do it just for the one day a year, but actually go to your local record shop, support local if you can, and just go out and buy stuff. Like for me, I've been doing this since 2020 for Record Store Day, at least. I've bought quite a few LPs in the past little while that I'm happy to get. Heck, one of my first LP purchases that I made was in 2017, because I didn't really think about Record Store Day at the time. And that was my favorite album by the Alan Parsons Project, iRobot. Now, one of these days, I am going to get around to doing that LP recording. Well, not recording, but like podcast recording about iRobot. I am going to get around to it very soon. I've been thinking about it for a good while, and I just don't know when I'm going to do it. Maybe when some persistence and a few other factors happen around me that causes me to get it going, I will do so. I will definitely talk about some of these albums when I get the chance to actually listen to them again properly when they're on digital releases. I don't know about Garbage's LP, if that's going to happen or not. It might not. I know last year, Witness to Your Love came out on digital formats, but like a couple weeks after Record Store Day. So if that one comes out sometime next month or in June before Spotify does their whole "we're cutting all this stuff to Spotify for podcasts," then I will definitely record a couple more. I know for my fans of Music in the Curious Chair, that's not going to go away anytime soon. It might kind of go on hiatus for a little bit, maybe if this causes some issues trying to record in general. So if it's not able to be uploaded because of Spotify's new methods of everything, I might have to find a different format. And if I can't record all together, then I will make one more to say farewell to it. It's been a blast to do all these podcasts, but you know what? Music for the Curious Chair, as well as Midnight Movie Confessionals, as well as the Declassified Files, aren't going anywhere anytime soon, if you ask me. But when they do decide to be, when it's time for me to hang it up, if I can't record anymore, or until I get a proper way to get it going, I will definitely, once it happens, if I get a professional setup, I will definitely 100% do so. I will definitely keep everyone informed, and I'll make sure that if I get a professional setup going where I can do a lot of editing and whatnot, I will definitely do so. But I know with podcasts, it's kind of difficult to kind of get away with stuff, because if I was a big name, I would be willing to kind of not bend the censors, you could say, but I try to make sure I'm not hitting the copyright claim crap all the time with my podcast if I was to do that. Because you know what? I like my music. I love my movies. I would love to talk about movies. Like, I'd love to talk about them all the time and be able to show clips if I was invited to these places to do it. But I'm not a big enough person to do that. I'm not a big enough name in these industries to do that. But you know what? Sooner or later, there will be a time where I'm given the shot, given the chance, and I'm going to do it. If someone asks me right now, hey, we'll give you a platform to do all your podcasts right now, and you'll get paid for it on the condition that you, like, talk about these artists that you're talking about right now, and you're trying to, and we'll schedule interviews with you on the condition that you're at least able to concurrently have a conversation with them properly, where you're not cutting them off. If they, like, if you feel like you need to, you have to say, "May I interject?" or something like that a little bit, so you can at least talk about what is going on. Because with the movies, I would be willing to just have someone. I'd love to have my co-hosts with me. Even meant like Yasmin and Hans were a part of it. Even if that was a little bit freaky to some of the people that may be in the studio, I would say that they're just my friend. They're my little buddies that help me out with this on a day to on a every podcast basis. But that's beside the fact. I'm talking too much about other things going on, but anyways, Record Store Day. I want to know if anyone here that's listening to these did Register Day themselves as well. If they did, what did you guys pick up? If so, like if you did, what did you pick up? What did you want to pick up? What couldn't you pick up? I mean, last year I got a few goodies that I was happy to get. Some of them were from previous years too, and it was fine. It was great. I loved it. The previous years, there hasn't been a whole lot, but there's been some good stuff every so often, and I'm happy I've been getting, every time I get the chance to get a David Bowie LP for Record Day, I'm happy to get it because I listen to it and I keep on enjoying it. But anyways, I don't know what I keep on bringing these topics up. But I was going to say, what else is there to mention? There are some albums out there that I think deserve more attention and a little bit more curation, I guess you could say, to get re-released and whatnot. I'm not saying for just Record Store Day because I feel like that's a gimmick. A lot of the times it's very gimmicky on the fact that it's like a certain, like it's a picture disc or whatever. And that's fine. I like the idea of picture discs, but I don't want to play them. I'd rather not play them because I know they're gonna ruin the picture itself. If there's a etched picture on the back of the album or the 7-inch LP, whatever, on the 7-inch EP, whatever you want to call it, if it's on the back of it where it won't get scratched, fine. If it came with a slip mat that was the picture, great. But that's not the case sometimes. But I do know one day I will find myself some decent slip mats that I'm happy to have on my LP player, and I will definitely have something that works for me in general. And I'm going to say this right now. At the end of the day, whatever happens to my podcasts will be what happens to them. Right now, I'm happy to be doing them as best as I can, as much as I can. I'm happy to be doing them until the day I decide to put the recording away, until I decide to say it's time to shut it down. So everyone that's been listening to these, I thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I've had quite the journey. I want to say thank you again. I know it's a little late for Record Day. It was last week, but there were a lot of technical difficulties on my end that I couldn't control. So I am happy to have done it. I will be happy to talk about Record Day in the future again with other people, and I'll be willing to do more with everyone else later on. So until next time, folks, everyone that's listening, this is Scott signing out. End transmission.